With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson believes a host of important issues will drive Republican voters to the polls in November.
It's inflation, it's the immigration, the open border, the infirmity of the president. I would add another eye. How about instability on the world stage, which really all this leads into? We're on the verge of World War III. We've got hot wars around the globe in China, Russia, and Iran all working together.
Speaker Johnson told the Salem Radio Network this week Donald Trump's conviction by a New York jury virtually assures his re-election. Another poll, meanwhile, shows President Biden is losing ground in the state of New York. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
A new Emerson College survey of New York voters finds Joe Biden with only a 7-point lead over Donald Trump in the presidential race. When third-party candidates are included on the ballot, the president's lead is just 6 points. The executive director of Emerson College polling says exit polling shows that independent voters in New York who traditionally vote for Democrats have leaned toward Trump. Greg Clugston, New York.
President Biden has detailed a three-phase deal proposed by Israel to Hamas militants, one he says could end the nearly 8-month-old Middle East war. Here's the BBC's Jeremy Bowen.
If both sides wanted a face-saving language, linguistic structure that allowed them to exit the war, this might do it. But that's a pretty big if, because according to far-right parties who support Netanyahu, if he takes a deal before Hamas is well and truly completely smashed along with the rest of Gaza, his government might fall. And Hamas have said repeatedly that the deal they want is a full ceasefire and a withdrawal. Now, this does point towards that withdrawal, but not immediately.
That's the BBC's Jeremy Bowen reporting. The U.S. and other mediators want to avert a full-scale invasion. This is SRN News. There is evidence that sex change operations can lead to suicide. Here's Michael Harrington with a report.
A new study published by the National Library of Medicine reveals that people who undergo surgery in an effort to live as the opposite sex are 12 times more likely than the general population to take their own life. The sweeping survey covers more than 90 million patients over 20 years. Doctors in Europe are backing away from sex change operations now, but here in the U.S., the Biden administration continues to promote them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An important piece of early Christian history, the Crosby-Schoen Codex, is now up for auction at Christie's in London. It's set to go on the auction block in June. This codex is a mid-4th century book from Egypt. It contains a combination of biblical and other early Christian writings. The codex contains, for example, the Book of Jonah and 1 Peter. This is SRN News. The bodies of a U.S. missionary couple killed by gang members in Haiti's capital have been returned to their family in Missouri.
Natalie Lloyd's parents announced on Facebook that the remains of their daughter and son-in-law arrived Friday in Kansas City. Natalie and Davy Lloyd's bodies will be taken to their hometown in rural southern Missouri for a funeral Tuesday.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte is pushing back against new Biden EPA rules designed to close down the state's largest coal mine.
Shutting this plant down would totally destabilize our grid, raise energy prices, and this is on top of the affordability crisis that Biden and his administration has already created for us. So we're feeling it in Montana.
And Gianforte says he is experimenting with other forms of energy, but he says in very cold weather, the wind turbines don't move, and making coal power is essential to the state's economy. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.